Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk for the next 120 minutes. I will be your almost humble host. Almost. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen, and we're trying to find somebody who cares. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Got a very special couple of DDDs today. Pretty cool stuff. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. That's when everybody laughs at me. Thank you. Spiritual observations that may prove maybe I just need help. I'm thinking two words. Therapy. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. And here's the reason why.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
What'd he say?
We've got here is failure to communicate.
Something about that failure to communicate thing. I don't know. I was trying to have some patience, but I didn't have the time to finish. Anyway, humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? We review the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, or you really don't need to go to movie theaters anymore. You can just listen to what's going on with the politicians. That's funny. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or praise reports? Because if you do, you can call us. 866-577-2473. 866-577-2473. K-Praise. Oh, by the way, in our first segment, we're giving away tickets. Tickets to a play and tickets to a comedy show. No way. We also have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
That doesn't count. Do-over, do-over.
There are no do-overs in Wii Bowling.
That's a great line. By the way, that show is in delay because they don't have good contracts going on, I guess. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thing. You're taking your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers have never been on this show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we'll be back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
Hi, this is S. Craig Perry. Do you have money you don't want to lose or just sitting around? Then pay attention. This is not an indexed annuity, but similar. I have a new product whereby your lump sum of money, depending on your age, could double immediately as a death benefit, tax-free to your heirs, unlike annuities where the growth is taxable. Example, I have a 56-year-old male who gave $50,000 to the insurance company, and they increased it to over $104,000. Mind you, he can't take that money out in one lump sum, but he can borrow on the cash value or take a withdrawal after 1 year. And the best part is, if he needs long-term care or home care, he can take a partial withdrawal to help pay the cost. How great is that? Immediate growth might be doubled depending on your age, death benefit, tax-free to your heirs, deemed as life insurance, some nursing home and home care coverage, and some withdrawal privilege. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247 to find out your immediate interest bonus to your initial premium. Love you all and God bless. This is a great product.
Some restrictions apply. Rate subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Christian Community Theater is back on Mount Helix with a production of Les Miserables. Performances are this weekend and next weekend only. Come and join them on top of the world. This is the most remarkable cast they've ever had. 250 people auditioned, and truly, they have the best talent in Southern California. San Diego is America's finest city, and Mount Helix is the finest spot to see Les Miserables, the greatest musical of all time. If you're interested in getting tickets, please visit ChristianCommunityTheater.com. Come to the top of the world and witness the talent of this cast. They are going to astonish you, and you don't want to miss it. Buy your ticket today for one of the final shows of Les Miserables of the season, now through August 2nd. ChristianCommunityTheater.com. CCT is also partnering with Journey Community Church Food Bank. Please bring non-perishable items to drop off at the show. ChristianCommunityTheater.com.
Are you a pastor with a master's degree, under 45, and open to a new mission?
I'm U.S. Army Chaplain Steve Blackwell, who, like you, was pastor of a local church. After the events of 9/11, I felt the desire to serve both God and country, so I became a U.S. Army Chaplain. The U.S. Army Chaplaincy has provided some of the most rewarding and challenging ministry opportunities of my career as a minister. I find it a great privilege to serve the soldiers of the United States Army, offering them hope and comfort in their times of need.
If you're a minister under 45 with a master's in theology or related studies, or you're under 40 and working towards that goal, talk to a chaplain recruiter.
We need godly men and women to answer the call to bring God to soldiers and soldiers to God.
Take the first step. See if you qualify for a position as an Army chaplain. Call Chaplain Brian Seidel at 818-481-6769. You heard a higher calling. Now discover your mission. Call 818-481-6769. 818-481-6769.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, I want to let you know this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. I had a chance to chat with Eric today. Good chat. Very exciting. Over 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications. And the bottom line is, if you're looking outside, you're thinking, hey, you know, maybe it'll rain. Maybe it won't rain. Is your roof ready for the rain? That's what I'm asking you. Is your roof ready for the rain? You need to make sure that you're set to go. And to do that, you want to get a free estimate, get an inspection, see what's taking place, make sure it's all ready for the rain. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 or excaliberroofing.com. And as we like to say, what did the dog say when he sat on sandpaper? Wow, that's roof. See? I'm always working the dog into the routine. Have you noticed that lately? I've been bringing the dog in. By the way, the doggy scope that we bought at Walmart, $6, works. Unbelievable.
That is very good to know. I have many dogs myself.
I am praising the Lord. I mean, the dog came up last night and like, and I'm like, okay, Levi, down. And it's like, I did not go, oh, for the love of God, kill me. But I, you know, because that's usually what happens. And it didn't smell as bad. I don't know what happened. So, you know, I know that the wife did not do the brush the teeth thing where you take the little toothbrush and you brush, because that dog would never put up with it. You know, he would wear, you know, clothing, like Michigan clothing if we put it on him. He wouldn't wear Ohio State clothing. He'd wear Michigan clothing, but he would not let you brush his teeth. I mean, I'm just telling you. All right, folks, we got some giveaways, and for us to do the giveaway, it's pretty important that we get this straight. So while producers are switching place and they're hanging themselves out to dry, what we're going to do is start with this giveaway first. We have the giveaway for the... Oh, I grabbed the wrong sheet. No, I didn't. It's right here. We got the giveaway for Tim Hawkins Comedy Night at the Rock Church. Tim Hawkins Comedy Night. This is taking place on Saturday at 7 p.m. Saturday at 7 p.m., there is a comedy show. So listen, if you're tired of watching the news and having everything in the news just be depressed, I mean, do you watch the news? Do you sit there and you just go, you know, I'd rather watch 24 and believe it's real than watch the news that's
Indeed.
Going on? Is that not far off?
That's probably okay. Accurate.
All right. So instead of, you know, having to think that way, because that's pretty dramatic, just think of it this way. Two free tickets, Dave. Are you kidding? No, really. To Tim Hawkins Comedy Night, August 2nd, 7 p.m. Here's what you got to do. You got to call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. And when Robo Producer answers the call, okay, when you call, you answer, you have to tell them what the weather is. You got to tell them what the weather is. So if you think the weather is like, it's nice, then say nice. If you think it's cloudy, say it's cloudy. If you think it's raining, you need therapy.
Are you sure you've had experience as weathermen?
Of course we're experienced. Don't we look like weathermen?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. But that's for everybody else, because I'm not giving the weather report. They're giving the weather report. They don't have to come on the air and do it. They just have to tell you.
Do they have experience?
I don't know. But we're going to find out how they do when they call. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Let's get this straight. This is for a comedy night on Saturday. It's for a comedy night on Saturday. In the next segment, we're giving away tickets for the play, the musical, greatest musical of all time, they say, La Miserable. And we're actually going to have a guest on a little later on in the show, about 2:30. We're going to be talking about that whole thing. But this right now, this call, this first one, is for the comedy show. So the comedy show is on August 2nd at 7 p.m. At the Rock Church, Point Loma. Two tickets for the Tim Hawkins comedy show. Here's the thing, folks. It's nice to laugh. It's nice to enjoy life. It's nice to smile. A merry heart makes like medicine. Now, just think about that. And when your heart is full of joy and laughter, it's like a healing sense to you in a very real, practical way. Because it's just less gloom and less doom and less blah. It's more and less blah. You know, I made up those sounds myself, just in case you didn't know that. So this is for the Tim Hawkins Comedy Night at the Rock Church, Point Loma. That is some pretty exciting stuff. By the way, and I just want to make sure everybody understands that we're going to have Travis Russell on our show in a little bit. He's going to get a chance to sit out, and we're going to be giving away tickets for their performance. They're also doing a performance. And here's one of the things we're doing. We're trying to reach into the community, help from a financial point of view with our half-price tuition program, plus also give opportunities for people to go to things throughout San Diego where it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg, where you can get the tickets for free. Hey, that's nice. That's not a bad deal. That's a pretty good deal. So we're giving you that opportunity. We're hoping you take advantage of that. We think it's a good thing for you, and we think it's a good thing for us and a good thing for the community. So that's putting all those things together. So while Robo Producer is finishing off on that phone call, I'm going to do a quick DDD because he's already got somebody who's going to be picking up the tickets. He's getting that information. I'm going to do a DDD that will just, I hope, be a real blessing for you. Who knows? Here we go. Hebrews. Yes, we're still in Hebrews, folks. I didn't finish all of them from yesterday. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 through 36. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 through 36. Listen to this. Listen to what it says. So don't throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you need endurance so that after you've done God's will, you may receive what was promised. So listen to that again. So don't throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. Reward, I can say the word. For you need endurance so that after you've done God's will, you may receive what was promised. Don't throw away your confidence. Here's something that happens. You'll have confidence. You'll have this steadfastness. You'll have this attitude. And what the scripture says is you need to maintain that. You need to do that with a level of endurance. You need to hang in there and not give up. Don't throw it away. Because when you endure, after you've done the will of God, after you've accomplished what you're supposed to accomplish, after you've fulfilled what the Lord has set before you, you have to stand there. And you will be rewarded if you don't quit. You get that? The quitting part does not help. So if you're going to start a project and you're going to start with confidence, don't throw that confidence away. You're starting something in the Lord. You're starting something in business. You're starting something in your career. You're starting something even in the sense of a relationship. You're starting whatever that is. Now, in this case, this is connected directly to your connection with God, your relationship with God, your service to God. But the principle is not far off on other things. You start off with confidence. You need to hang in there. You need a sense of endurance. You need a sense of persistence. And that persistence will be rewarded. That persistence will have a payoff if you hang in there. What happens to a lot of people is they start off a process in confidence. They start moving forward. They come across some adversity and they quit. And that is not the answer. The answer is not to quit. The answer is not to give up. The answer is to endure. The answer is to keep going. The answer is to keep pushing at it always. The Bible says, don't throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you need endurance, so that after you've done God's will, you may receive what is promised. My overall element to this, to encourage you, is this. You start off in confidence. You need to maintain that confidence. You need to maintain a sense of persistence, a sense of endurance. And you keep going and you do everything that the Lord's put before you. And you're going to receive the blessings that come from that. But you can't quit. The one thing you can't do, you can't quit. The one element that we share often is we start a project, we start with confidence, we run into adversity, and we stop. Don't do that. Don't give up. I don't have to tell you that 100 times. Here's the answer. Don't give up. All right? No quitting. Quitting is for quitters. Do you like that? Quitting is for quitters. Just think of it that way. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we got some interesting stories, plus another show we're giving tickets away for. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
For over a decade, Christian Solidarity International has been fighting the war against slavery in Sudan, where our Christian brothers and sisters are denied the word of Christ and have been forced into slavery. If you are a business owner and would like to become a business benefactor, your gift of $1,000 will free 20 slaves and rescue them from a horrific existence. They will be reunited with their families, who many of them have been separated from for over a couple decades. It's incredible. And the best part is, once they are free forever. So to thank you, KPRZ will give you 20 selling messages for your business, professionally written and produced. Please call Ron at KPRZ to become a business benefactor. 858-535-1210. That's 858-535-1210. Please help KPRZ and Christian Solidarity International free 20 slaves in Sudan forever.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300. And security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
North County Firearms in San Marcos is your family-owned firearms store. This week's special, AR-15 rifles starting at $699. North County Firearms, north of Highway 78 in San Marcos, off the Las Posas exit.
This radio station's mission is to tell the world about the love of Jesus Christ. But we also know that the best Christian is an informed Christian. That's why our sister station, Intelligent Talk 1170 KCBQ, will keep you informed on anything happening you need to know about. Come here for the gospel message. Go there to find out what's happening here and around the world. Together, we can change the world. K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ, and Intelligent Talk 1170 KCBQ.
Are you in need of additional monthly income or fast cash for financial burdens? Well, Tom Cantor, host of the Friendship with God radio program on KPRZ, who's the scientist and CEO of Scantabodies Biologics, has opened in El Cajon, California, one of the largest and most state-of-the-art plasma donation centers in the world, right here at First and Broadway in El Cajon. You can easily get over $400 your first month of donating and over $5,200 your first year. Plasma's as easy as giving blood and helps to save lives. To schedule your first visit today and start donating plasma, call us at 619-440-0283. That's 619-440-0283. Or go to donateplasmanow.com. That's DonatePlasmaNow.com for more information. Get that fast cash you need. Donate plasma today. Call us at 619-440-0283.
CompareNow.com makes sure you pay the right price for car insurance. Real free quotes instantly from top insurance companies. CompareNow.com. Real, unbiased comparison.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back.
Welcome back
to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. By the way, I did not find out. We did have a winner on the comedy show. What did he say the weather was? Did he give you a weather report? Did you get the weather report?
I didn't need to ask him, or he didn't need to tell me, because it was actually very windy with where he was at. I could hear the wind coming through his phone.
It was windy.
Weather spoke for him, David.
Wow.
Wowzer, Bowser. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We've got another giveaway that we're setting up. Now, what you don't know is Travis Russell is going to be joining us. He's actually in the studio right now just hanging out. That's what we do. We get people in here. We get them acclimated. They decide whether or not they want to just, you know, take additional aspirin before they really do their
segment. And I would not blame them.
Yeah, or they get the tetanus shot, one of the two. And then, so we're going to be talking to him about the play, about the musical slash play, La Miserable, which we have now used in, we've now created a French mouse that can do it. La Miserable. And so, we have that guy coming out too. But we're giving away a pair of tickets to the performance. What?
That's pretty cool stuff.
That is cool. And the opportunity for the tickets are for Friday night, I think, and Saturday night. Although I think they have it tonight, too. Right? Was it tonight, too? I think, actually, you can either do it tonight, Friday night, or Saturday night. So it's kind of a open door there. It'll be kind of the will call process, you know, so-and-so. But you got to show ID, and we're only going to send the right name, so don't try and be sneaky. Okay, just for those sneaky people. So the bottom line is you can win a pair of tickets if you contact us here at 866-KPRZ, 866-577-2473. That's to La Miserable, or the Yiddish, what? La Miserable? What? Okay. That's the Yiddish version of that. 866-KPRZ. poor robo-producers. Got his hand on his face. He's crying. I can't blame you.
I feel sorry for our guest.
Okay. If you think that's bad, wait till I tell you this story. Ho, ho, ho.
It's news, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, and it's not Santa, and it's food. Ho, ho, ho. Here we go. McDonald's. No, this is for real. By the way, the number again, 866-KPRZ, 866-577-2473. If you want to go see the musical, the greatest musical of all time, La Miserable. Okay, here's the news that's going to make everybody cry. McDonald's rolling out tofu McNuggets. I could just feel the entire audience just went, what? What? Where's the beef? Well, there is no beef. It's...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, tofu McNuggets, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what's happened, and I'm not sure this is the way to approach this, so I'm going to think this through. But what happens is McDonald's, the Japan version of McDonald's, or McDonald's in Japan, essentially, is what they're doing is coordinating this new deep-fried patty made with onions, soybeans, carrots, and it's called the tofu McNugget. Yeah. And accordingly, instead of doubling down and doing something like getting real chicken for chicken nuggets.
There's an idea.
Right? Just real chicken. Look, there's a chicken farm. Let's use them, their chickens. Instead of that, right? Which is solid, right? They tofu out. Who can believe that they would do that? Why would you go that direction? Why wouldn't you get premium chicken? Get a better quality chicken, put it in the chicken McNuggets. PETA could go crazy, but it'd be a lot of fun. And but no, they went the tofu route. McDonald's has just lost stock from my heart.
So are they no longer making regular chicken McNuggets?
No, they are. Just in Japan, because there was this bad meat scenario and they had the bad thing and the... And that's why Yum Foods took a big burn today in the stock market. You heard the stock market got crushed today, didn't you?
Over I didn't hear that.
300 points down, over. So, and Yum Foods, who is part of that whole chicken fiasco, went, ouch.
We'll talk about it later. Not going to get into detail, but what's better than tofu and what's better than chicken? Everybody knows the answer is kangaroo.
Well, what do you know about, what can you tell me about kangaroos? Because I got this weird picture on my phone about 8 o'clock, 8:30. I'm getting ready for bed, trying to wind down with the wife. And I get this picture, this text. And it turns out that it comes from my producer. And it had a burger on it. What kind of burger was that?
I got it from a place called Crazy Burger in North Park, and they specialize in, and they're not a sponsor of the show, and it just happened to be a place I was at. They do very exquisite, exotic meats, and they also have regular beef, about 30 different versions of a hamburger. And the one that I got the kangaroo burger, which had a horseradish sauce on it.
Ooh.
Very zesty flavor to the meat, very light and clean. Really good. Liked it a lot. Extra hop in my step.
The music's got to end. It's enough. It's enough of the music right there.
I could go with the whole show with it.
Yeah, no. No. Because it actually it reminds me of like Indian movie. It doesn't sound like it doesn't sound like something for kangaroo.
That's from Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, you couldn't tell that.
Well, tell Paul Hogan.
I was waiting for the little clicker things in the hand. I mean, that's kind of what it sounded like.
But you know, you're a foodie like me. I think you'd like it. Very good.
Yeah, really? Kangaroo. So he sends me that picture. 8 o'clock. I'm like, I'm trying to go to bed. Now you're making me hungry. So I had my snack. I had my jalapeno cheese. String cheese snack. I think I ate too many of those.
Well, it's in my neck of the woods. If you want to cash in the Greek lunch I told you I would buy you, you come down to my part of San Diego, I'll buy you a kangaroo burger.
Wow, that's the most generous you've ever been. I just think either you got a raise or you found money. Because that's
neither. No.
Okay. All right. I'm just thinking. All right. Let me do this quick teaching in Hebrews chapter 10, and then we'll come on back and we'll have some fun with Travis. So we're going to kind of do both these things. By the way, again, the tickets. So I know somebody called in, and they may have won. See what happens if people call in, and you can only win every so often. How often? Like every
90 days.
90 days. Oh. So the people that like to call are like, wait, I can't do that. That's right. You can't do that. But we are giving away these two tickets, and we're going to talk all about that performance when we come back. But how long do I have before we exit out of here? I got like 3 minutes?
Got 5 minutes.
Okay, good. Let me do this teaching in Hebrews chapter 10. It's really cool. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, and this is what it says. Let us hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Okay, that's not overly complex. We don't have a ton of theological issues. There's a little bit of an eschatological element into it, but not too much. It's all pretty good. Let us hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Here's the big key in that. Hold on. What happens for the Christian way too often is we forget what we're holding on for and what we're holding on to. All right. And one of the things is when you get into the armor that's in Ephesians, you find out that the helmet, the very thing that's supposed to protect your head, your mind, your thoughts, your brain, is a helmet of hope. And a lot of times people let hope go and they lose an enormous amount of strength that God has given unto them by forgetting it. And here's the hope. One day, you and I will not have to turn on a television to find out what's going on and then to sit there and go through all the dribble that they're going to be putting out. One day, we'll just have some nice old dance fests on Streets of Gold, which, by the way, if you understand Streets of Gold, the asphalt of heaven is gold. It's so awesome in heaven that the streets, you know, the thing that they do and everybody walks on, drives on and all that, that's made of gold. So take it up from there. Okay. If the streets are gold, man, I bet the houses are like outrageous. Right? Well, the whole point of the passage is we're supposed to hold on to the confession of our hope. Well, what is our hope? It's eternity with God in a place that's so radical, you can't even actually imagine it. Now, what does that mean? It's so radical, you can't imagine it. What does that mean? Eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for them. Now, think of that. You can't even enter into your brain that which God has prepared for you. So for me, I always tell people, what's heaven going to be like? I think Planet Sushi, that'll be a good place to go. I can think of that. Heaven's going to be better than that.
Planet Golf.
Planet Golf. Planet Chocolate. Planet Massage. Planet David hits the shot every time and wins the game. I can think of all these things. And heaven yet is greater, because I can't even think of what heaven is. That's part of my hope. Eternity with God in a place where the asphalt is gold.
Wow. I'm supposed to hold on to the confession of my hope without wavering. That means without going bouncing back and forth. Back. I'm not going to be there. Yes, I'm going to be there. No, I'm not going to be there. Yes, I'm going to be there. No, I'm not going to be there. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe he died on the cross? He was buried and he rose again? Good. See you there. Okay? I mean, what? Why you make this so hard? And it's all based on this. For he who promised is faithful. It's not based on you. It's not based on you because if it's based on you, boo-hoo, that's not going to work. It's based on God. Oh, that's good. Based on God. Wow. Did I say a lot there? Just think that through. Hold on. The confession of our hope without wavering, without being tossed by the waves. For he is faithful. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, Travis Russell, going to be a lot of fun. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Finding it difficult to move up in your career without your degree? Western International University provides working adults with the relevant education they need to enhance their careers. Learn how relevant a West education can be for your career at west.edu.
Experience the best of senior living at half price. Yep, you heard it right. Right now, KPRZ has teamed up with Monte Vista Village to offer a resident half price off of their entire first year of living. A one-bedroom apartment that's normally $3,430, now it's only $1,715. This includes three meals a day, light housekeeping, transportation, plus tons of activities like martial arts, pedaling, and function fit classes. Each resident lives in a cottage-style apartment building that opens to an outdoor patio and beautifully manicured private grounds and gardens. They only have one spot available, so you've got to call today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Experience the best of senior living at half the price. Call Monte Vista Village and mention their half-price deal today at 619-465-1331. That's 619-465-1331 or go to MontaVistaVillage.com.
In Myanmar, Buddhism is the majority religion. Extremist monks are fighting to keep it that way. Meet Pastor Nung. He's a church planter in Myanmar. Like Paul the Apostle, Pastor Nung brings the gospel of Christ to village after village. He then appoints a leader for the new congregation. Recently, one of those leaders was angrily chased out of his village by local Buddhists and their chief. No Christian teachers allowed, they said. In Myanmar, it may become a crime to share the gospel. But for now, that evicted leader teaches in a new area, and Pastor Noon continues to share the gospel in village after village. We are Whitefields Ministries. We train and financially support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and the Middle East. Our pastors need your prayers.
Please visit whitefields.org to see their specific needs, read their stories, and pray for them. Because no pastor should be a stranger. Whitefields.org.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anson. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time, I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319. You hear Jesus saying, as the Father sent me, so I send you. But how do you follow Jesus into the mission field? A, by 747 jet plane, B, by a travel agency, or C, go on an E3 partner expedition? Although I can't hear your answers, I'm hoping you picked E3 Partners. E3 Partners has opened the way for thousands of people, just like you, to share the good news of Jesus Christ all around the world. E3 Partners helps with travel arrangements, fundraising, and training for amazing, life-changing Christian expeditions. From Eastern Europe to Africa, South America to Asia, people just like you have been changing the world on an E3 Partners 10-day mission expedition. The good news of Jesus Christ, E3 Partners, and you. What a great choice. To learn how you, yes, you, can go on an amazing Christian expedition, go to e3partners.org today. If you can spare 10 days, you can change countless lives. Choose to follow Jesus. Choose e3partners.org.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
To share.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Special guest in the studio with me, Travis Russell, who is the Director of Communications. That's kind of how we're going to say it, for Christian Community Theater. That's a pretty nice title, Director of Communications.
Yeah,
you like that?
I always wonder why they gave that to me. I think you just have to have a title.
Yeah, so that's the one they gave you?
Yeah, they just threw it on me.
Well, that's better than janitor.
Yeah, well, I started thinking about the word communication and what that means, and I found out I'm not actually that good at it. It actually takes a lot of work. You know, you figure everyone just knows what's going on inside your head and what you think, and actually communicating that to them is very difficult.
It's kind of a different planet,
yes,
isn't it?
It is.
All right, talk to me a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. I want everybody to understand what's going on. There is a... is it a musical or a play? It's a musical.
It's a musical.
It?
In fact, there's very little spoken word at all.
Okay.
In fact, it's one or two words shouted, if there's anything, like a runaway cart.
Okay.
The rest is sung.
What do they say? Get out of the way.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
See, that's a good one to know right there.
Right.
All right, so this is taking place tonight,
correct?
Tomorrow night, and Saturday night.
And then it's done.
That's it.
That's it.
There is no more.
Right.
Nada, as they say. We're done. And so the musical La Miserable.
Yes.
Now, I want you to know that on this show, I have mispronounced that name 400 times.
Well, you and me both. So I do the same thing you do, and I create my own fake accent.
Yeah.
Like a lot of things in the show, it's French, right? So all the names and stuff, I just totally mispronounce on purpose in
weird
ways. Because I can't do it correctly, so why try?
I did not realize that actually it was French, so when I made up the French mouse thing, that was just really
perfect.
Just
right on the
French
money, yeah.
Wow.
It's based on the old Victor Hugo novel. So.
Okay, so talk to me about this, because you guys, the Christian Community Theater, you're doing this back on Mount Helix. Now, I want to make sure everybody knows that they can get in touch with you by going to ChristianCommunityTheater.com.
Correct.
Which is, I was on the website today. Nice stuff. Good stuff. Good presentation.
Thank you.
So ChristianCommunityTheater.com.
Yes.
Bam. That's how you can get in touch with them and see what's going on. But one, we're also giving away a pair of tickets, and we're going to give them away throughout this rest of this hour. But you have to be aware, this is it. Tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night, boom.
And then we're done. Yes.
That's it.
We're on top of a mountain where there's some concrete seats.
Really?
Yeah. And there's a stage area, but no places to hang lights or sound system or backstage or anything like that. So when we go do the show up there, we bring everything, including the toilets.
Wow.
So, yeah, and you have to get bussed up to the top of the hill. There's no parking anywhere close to the top.
This is a real experience.
So it's not
this
just going to see Les Mis. Wow. It's a whole experience. You can feel like you're hiking to one of the highest points you can get to in San Diego.
Now, what I got to check with you real quickly, Travis, is did you just give me permission to use Les Mis and not say the rest of it? Just
yeah, in fact, that's what we say. Okay. In fact, our hashtag, if anyone out there is into hashtags, is CCT Les Mis.
All right.
So,
let's talk about a couple of things. 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473. If you want to get some tickets, you do have to be able to say one of these three words or four words. Les Miserables. One of those four sounds. You got to be able to produce that.
I think
that sounds fair, doesn't it? Is that fair to his producer? Okay. All right. Talk to me about why you chose this particular play. Is there any thinking behind that? Is it just like, hey, let's do this one now? What's the
deal?
I
think it's been a love of... This is a very much a family-run production. My sister is the artistic director of CYT and CCT, and so... we all love the show. My brother is a co-director with me. And so once it became available, the rights, it was one of the things we just jumped on right away, not really knowing where we would do the show and how it would all come together. But they made the royalties available, and we all fell in love with the show when we were kids. And we said, we love this so much, let's do it now.
That's so cool. Yeah. That's really cool. So what other
passion thing.
What other kind of shows have you guys done? Have you done, I mean, in your life, you've done quite a bit.
Quite a few shows, yeah. Between the youth program, one of my favorites was Man of La Mancha we did.
Okay.
We've done that kind of show. We did Jesus Christ Superstar back in 2003. And it's really fun when a Christian community theater does Jesus Christ Superstar.
I was going to ask
it. It riles up the Christian community. And it actually, a lot of them come out and support, and a lot of them still don't want to be a part of it. I was hoping for some controversy on Les Mis because it is quite heavy subject matter.
Yeah, there's that.
But everyone seems to okay with it.
Listen,
so.
Once you've sat through some of the things that have gone on in this administration, and you're still you're still functioning as an American, not our
Les Mis Rob doesn't sound like
what
anything,
is that?
Right?
There's nothing.
The miserables means nothing. Huh?
I mean, come on. I mean, seriously, the IRS is targeting people because they want to take a position. That's a real tragedy.
That's,
I mean,
real,
that's
right.
Unbelievable. All right, so here's what I want to make sure everybody understands so we're kind of all in sync. Mm-hmm. It's ChristianCommunityTheater.com. It's Les Mis Arab that's taking place tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night. What time is the show at?
It starts at 8 o'clock.
So the show actually starts at 8, but you want people to get there early.
I would say get there early because we have to start at 8 o'clock. We have a kind of a fun relationship with the neighbors. It's on the top of a mountain, and people live all around the mountain. And so we have a window where everything has to be shut off by 11 o'clock at night.
Wow.
And Les Mis Arab is what they call it, a musical opera in a way. It's all sung. And so it does have some link to it. We like to have an intermission. We have food trucks up there where you can come and get burgers
cool.
or Mexican food. The view is spectacular. It's a 360-degree view of all of San Diego County. And so it's more of an experience. And then when you get to see a show in this space is amazing. And then when you get to see the best community talent in San Diego, it kind of blows your mind. You're like, I can't believe all this is happening in front of me. These aren't professional actors. This, it's the community coming together to do a show, and it's enjoyable. Not only is it enjoyable, it's stellar. I mean, we're
so
listening
cool.
to, I think that was Anne Hathaway on the way in.
Uh-huh.
If you think that's at all good, you should come see our girl that plays Fontaine, because she blows it out of the water.
Yeah.
She's amazing. She'll have you in tears in her song. You know, she has a couple of solos. She's on stage crying. I mean, it is an experience to see.
Wow. Now, what I love is, you got a ton of passion that's pouring out from you just in covering this and talking about this.
Yeah.
Have you always just loved the theater and loved the, is this something you've
What's
always-
so funny about this is no. And what's crazy about it is I probably would have never been involved in the theater at all.
Really?
If my dad hadn't been in the theater. But growing up in it and experiencing it, it has grown on me in a way where I have an appreciation for it, unlike almost anything else. There's very few things. In fact, I can't think of anything else. I want to write some term paper on this or something. But there's nothing else that has to combine so many different disciplines as far as the technical side of theater, from the acting side, the music side, the musicianship side. It all has to come together on stage live in front of an audience and be pretty much perfect, or else people will walk out. I mean, baseball players can fail 7 out of 10 times and make tens of millions of dollars a year. But when you do theater, it is... Everything is there live in front of you, from the sound to the makeup to the costumes, everything. It really takes almost every facet of life and dumps it all on stage at one time and says, here we go. And the audience gets to participate. It's a really magical thing that not everyone gets to experience. I highly recommend it from someone who would never like theater.
Who never liked it before.
Is
it, you get everything that comes together. And I assume there's times where it doesn't all come together perfectly.
Oh, in fact, we had a performance last Wednesday being on Mount Helix where the sound system blew out at intermission. So we had no sound.
How awesome is that?
And so the cast decided we're still going to do it. And they sang it without a PA, a front of house system. And the audience all moved forward in their seats because we told them at intermission what had happened. We said, we'll give you a ticket to come back and see the show, but we're going to do it anyways without sound. And it was probably the best second half we've had the whole time.
That
Everyone
is awesome.
Was so into it. You could hear a pin drop. You could hear, there's a cross at the top of Mount Helix, if you know that. And you could hear the singers at the cross, probably a football field away.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. So yes, there's things that go wrong all the time, and it's amazing just to watch the actors move forward and keep going. We have, always a few sound issues. We're on top of a mountain. There's radio waves and cell towers around the mountain and everything. And so sound is a challenge, but everyone just, you know, pushes forward and gets the show on. I mean, when it's happening and there's nothing you can do about it.
You know what I love? I love that going. It's the experience that you guys are creating. Yes. I love that you got the food trucks and I love that people have to be brought up there. And I love that it's kind of like, it's almost as though you have an audience that is with you and in a sense, they're for you. They yes. really want you to succeed. They want to enjoy it, but they want you to be successful at what you're doing. And there's that connection between you and the audience. And that seems to be an incredible dynamic. He said, you know, like in baseball, you can fail 7 out of 10 times. On this show, we fail 9.5 out of 10. I think that's pretty solid right there. But to you guys, it's like, it's there. It's got to happen. It's going to be what it is. But then you have everybody working it together. And you guys are coming from the point of view of having, it's a faith-based element that you guys are, you all have a sense of faith and you're committed to that, but you are using your talents that God's given you to communicate some of the graces and gifts that he's given us to share with one another.
Yeah, and that's what's amazing about storytelling is I've always said that every story is trying to describe God's love. Now, so the author might not have known that. You know, the Beauty and the Beast story, you might not look at that and go, that's an example of God's love, but I think deep down that's what the author is trying to explain, this unconditional love. And so regardless of what the story is, you can always gain those lessons and those insights on how much God loves us through the struggles and, you know, the stories that not necessarily come from the Bible, but just any story. And so we really pray, like, God, use these stories to touch people's lives in your direction. And so we, even though stuff goes wrong all the time, the shows are not perfect, we believe that God is blessing that experience every time when people come up and see a show up there.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's great. You did a great job, by the way. Did
oh,
it feel comfortable?
Yeah.
Yeah, easy? Not that hard, is it?
No, it's not that hard.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
If there was people sitting in front of me,
that
I would probably be like shaking
might be
in my
a
boots.
A little different. All right. Yeah. Here's the thing. Folks, if you want some tickets, 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473 is the phone number. You only have tonight, Friday night, and Saturday night, then boom, it's over. You don't want to miss this experience. If you want to get some additional information, go to ChristianCommunityTheater.com. That's ChristianCommunityTheater.com. Travis Russell doing a great job with us here on the David Spoon Experience. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I have still yet no idea what I'm going to do. They will come one and all.
Friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Calling everyone in the worship band and music ministry of your church. Yeah, we mean everyone. KPRZ Thrivent Financial Worship Leaders Appreciation Luncheon, presented by the U.S. Army Chaplains Recruiting Branch on Thursday, August 14th at the San Diego Hall of Champions. You'll hear great information about incredible resources, and we don't want to sell you a thing. We want to bless and encourage every worship team and in music ministry throughout San Diego at our free appreciation event. We believe great things will happen when you and your spouse join us at our event on August 14th. We invite your pastor and anyone involved in music ministry at your church. KPRZ has a party plan for you that is totally free. Reserve your seat at kprz.com. And spouses, you're invited too. Thrivent Financial Worship Leaders Appreciation Luncheon, presented by the U.S. Army Chaplains Recruiting Branch for all music ministry staff, is Thursday, August 14th at the San Diego Hall of Champions and is sponsored by Billiards and Bar Stools, Genesis Recovery, and Real Estate Referrals for Ministry.
Christian Community Theater is back on Mount Helix with a production of Les Miserables. Performances are this weekend and next weekend only. Come and join them on Top of the World. This is the most remarkable cast they've ever had. 250 people auditioned, and truly, they have the best talent in Southern California. San Diego is America's finest city, and Mount Helix is the finest spot to see Les Miserables, the greatest musical of all time. If you're interested in getting tickets, please visit ChristianCommunityTheater.com. Come to the Top of the World and witness the talent of this cast. They are going to astonish you, and you don't want to miss it. Buy your ticket today for one of the final shows of Les Miserables of the season, now through August 2nd. ChristianCommunityTheater.com. CCT is also partnering with Journey Community Church Food Bank. Please bring non-perishable items to drop off at the show. ChristianCommunityTheater.com.
Sure, you could go to any car dealer in San Diego to get a deal, but why settle for any when you can have the best at Team Kia of El Cajon? Winners of the Kia Motors America 2013 President's Club Award for outstanding customer service and sales success. Home of the industry's leading 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Looking to buy new, pre-owned, or lease? Team Kia of El Cajon has the expert service you're looking for. Visit TeamKiaofElCajon.com to find your next car. Team Kia of El Cajon. Better, period.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our good friends Tom and Brittany. Here's the cool thing about Current Solar Contracting that people know by now. Hey, how'd you like to save $100, $150, or $200 a month? Period. That's what you want to know. Well, how do you find that out? Well, first of all, the answer to that question is it's free to find out. Free is the opposite of costing. It's free.
Is that zero?
Yeah, that's zero. That's not what that means. You call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Also, you can go to currentsd.com. CurrentSD, Saving Daily, or San Diego, or Super Dave, any of those. CurrentSD.com, 619-272-0303. Why don't you do that and save a couple $100 a month, period. Bam. All right? Good job, by the way, on the interview that we just had. Wasn't that a really good job? I thought that that went really, really well.
I thought it was interesting that he is the communications director. He's like, I'm not even that good at communicating.
That was very funny. I got to say, that was pretty funny.
But it was a great interview.
We have a pair of tickets for the Christian Community Theater that we're going to give away. We have one pair of tickets left for Les Miserables. Thank you.
Les Miserables.
Les Miserables. And so the tickets are either for tonight, tomorrow night, or Saturday night. What I think is cool is that they do this whole event on the top of Mount Helix, and they bus you up there, and they have food buses up there, food things up there, foodie-corties kind of thingies, and that everybody's together in it, and they're connected in it. If you're interested in a pair of tickets, you need to call 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473. We cannot hold them over. This will be the only opportunity for you to get them. So to talk about scarce, that's the phrase that we want to use there. Real quickly, I did want to bring this up, and then I want to say something spiritual, and then we have to exit because we only have so many minutes in this segment. I thought it was wonderful that, again, our wonderful representative, who I think she functions out of the north. Is that right? I think so. Anyway, our wonderful representative... You know, I gotta tell the guy, now the phones are lighting up off the. Oh, it's unbelievable. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi said this, and I want you to the reason I want you to understand this is so you can understand what the disconnect is that's going on. Here's what Nancy said. She said we cannot have deportation without representation. This was the actual comment. I'm not kidding you. This is an actual comment that Nancy Pelosi made the other day, just 2 days ago. And she said, instead of saying we can't have taxation without representation, which is how the saying is, that's what the founders put together. She said we can't have deportation without representation. Now, I don't like to just make fun of people, but I do like it when somebody gives me tons and tons and tons of material because I don't have to hunt very hard to find this out. We cannot have deportation without representation. It's like, wow. Yeah, that's what I remember from my history class. That statement right there. All right, couple things I want to make sure that you do understand because I got to exit here in a minute and a half. We're going to be joined in the next hour by a very special group called Men of Action, and Alan Cosio is going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking about an event that's taking place at Calvary San Diego and some of the ministry that's going on there, some very cool stuff, and we're going to kind of get into it. It's actually called Stand Up. And we're going to kind of, it's a men's conference, and we're going to talk about it and kind of get into it. And so if you're a man or if you're a woman who has a man in your life and you think this might be a good thing, I really want you to pay attention and listen to where we're going to go with it. It should be quite interesting and quite fascinating. So here's the skippy on that. There are times where you and I are called upon to act or speak in behalf of the Lord. Not everybody does it perfect. In fact, I don't know anybody that does it perfect, really. Only Jesus did everything perfect. And the one thing that I've noticed is that some people that I've talked to, there's an element of courage. They're afraid of either making a mistake or saying something wrong or misrepresenting. I want to put this to bed real fast. If the Lord calls you to do something, he doesn't call you to be a perfectionist. He just wants you to do the best that you can do. It's out of your imperfection that he brings most of the greatest stuff to fruit and to bear. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to have a very special guest with us, Alan Cosio from the Calvary in San Diego, the stand-up conference for men. It's going to be very cool. Go nowhere. We've come a long, long way together, through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.